Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This week's Parsha is Parshas Devarim. Parshas Devarim has a whole lot of different things going on, but one of the most important highlights of Parshas Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing many of the halachos, reviewing all of the rules before he passes away from this world. He wants to make sure we know everything to do. So one of the psukim that he tells us is Va'atzava es shoftechem ba'esa hidemar. Moshe Rabbeinu leaves over a command for the shoftim, for the judges, in that time, and he told them the following, Shamoa ben achechem, ushvatatem tzedek, make sure you listen between your brothers, ushvatatem tzedek, and make sure that you have dine Torah that are just, that are proper, ben ish uvein achiv uvein gero. So the Arachaim HaKadosh points out that perhaps from this pasuk it doesn't only mean the simple understanding that we should have righteousness when we go ahead and adjudicate a din Torah, but the Arachaim HaKadosh writes, Davar ze yischalek lebeis devarim. This pasuk is giving us two commands, two very important mitzvos that we have to adhere to as we go through the process of adjudicating a din Torah. Number one, says the Arachaim, Bibale adinim atzmam. Shem yomru od yesh lanu liton. Someone's going to wake up. We've been worrying about this case. We've been collecting evidence for a long time. And now all of a sudden somebody wakes up and says, oh, I think I have something else that might be relevant to the story. Od yesh lanu lehochiach. We have another proof to show that we are right, or this side is right, or something will be different. Lo yakutsu midivrayim, don't be disgusted by their words. Don't say that just because we've been busy with this for so long, now we're not going to accept testimony any longer. Again, it means that somebody's being honest. It doesn't mean they're making up stories and trying to delay the case longer. It's talking about where you have serious people. Uma gam kishayirbu lahavirayos acharayos v'lahoilu, even if they've brought proof after proof, and each one really proves to be not really significant to the case, Lo yomer hadayin shuv ein raya ve'ein taina ela shama b'tmidus. Says the Arachaim, the first mitzvah here is you always have to listen. Don't close your ears, don't close your eyes to anything that might be presented to the Beis Din, because you never know what significance that might have to the psak that you are going to render. Number two, he says, im hitrichu aleihem bali hadinim, even if they really have been driving you crazy, you're the dayin and you've been going out of your mind listening to all the stories and all the different evidence that's being presented, Lo yomru, don't say harbo tereach tarachnu. You know how many hours I'm putting into this case already. Ve'ein l'shma oid toin v'dinta, and I don't want to hear from anyone. Arach hazman ala shamoa ve'ein hefsek. You have to listen. Don't say, I'm sorry, we're closed right now. You know, we're going to reconvene in another few hours. You know, got to go on a long lunch break. No, you have to do your job. You have to do what you're supposed to do. And here says the Arachaim, v'kan nitztavu al dikduk inoy hadin. So here says the Arachaim HaKadosh that the pasuk is referring to not only having a honest and just in Torah, but also the pasuk is referring to the fact that we have to make sure not to violate the Avera of Inui Hadin. What does Inui Hadin mean? Inui Hadin is something that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. If you violate that, Cherev Bali Olam. We're going to have a terrible outcome if you're not careful about Inui Hadin. So Inui Hadin most simply means you cannot just leave people in suspense for no good reason. If you're in the middle of a din Torah, and you're supposed to be going through all the evidence, and you're supposed to be rendering a psak, you can't just say, I'll get around to it when I get around to it. You have to deal with the case right now, because there are people whose lives are in the balance because of this. There are people who are not sure whether they're going to be obligated to pay a certain large amount of money. They're very anxious, they're very nervous, and you have to render the psak as quickly as you possibly can. Again, not to be irresponsible about it, not to say just because we're in a rush, therefore we should overlook certain parts of the case, but rather it means Inui Hadin is something you have to be very careful about. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Dine Mamanus, when you have a case which is dealing in monetary matters between two parties, Gomrim Bo Bayom, Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chova. You finish it up. How much evidence do you need to collect already? We're not talking about, in the times of the Gemara, we're not talking about complicated cases with all the contracts and everything. You have two people who have a fight, not sure exactly who's right, who's wrong. They go to a Din Torah. So the Dayan should go through the evidence, go through the story, interview a couple of people who are relevant to the story, and then issue a psak. You can issue that psak right away. You don't have to wait for another day. Look through all the evidence and give the psak. Dine nefashos, however, the Gemara says, gomrim bo bayom l'schus. When you're dealing with dine nefashos, where somebody is facing perhaps a capital punishment, in a case like that, the Gemara says, if you come out that the person is innocent and should not lose their life for what they did, then we say that you're allowed to give that psak right away. You can go through the evidence. If everybody seems to agree that this person is innocent, then we say you can give out that psak right away. However, biyom shel acher av lechova. However, if you're going to give a psak that the person has to get a capital punishment, you have to wait till the next day to issue that psak. Why? Because we assume You're not going to look through everything so carefully. Once you're giving a psak that really is going to take someone's life, you have to sleep on it overnight. You have to make sure that you really know what you're talking about. But then the Mishnah says, "Lefikach ein danin lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yamtif." Therefore, because you always have to give the psak the next day, therefore we say you're not allowed to have a din Torah meat on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yamtif. Why not? Why can't you have a din Torah meat on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yamtif? Says Rashi, the reason why is because once the psak is in order, once you know what the psak is, you have to issue it immediately. You have to go and administer the psak right away. And therefore, imagine, it's Erev Shabbos, we started in Torah, and everybody other than Torah agrees that the person has to deserve capital punishment. The person is going to be killed. Now, we're not able to kill them on Shabbos, so we're going to give the psak tomorrow. 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to get everyone together, we're going to reconvene, and we're going to tell him, by the way, you are chayiv misa, you deserve capital punishment. But we're not going to be able to kill you today, so wait till tomorrow. What kind of way is that to deal with a person? He's not going to want to have the anxiety of a whole day going out of his mind about what's it going to be like when he's going to get his capital punishment, and what kind of poison are they going to give him, and what kind of administering of what kind of misa they're going to give. So before we say, you're not allowed to have a din Torah on Erev Shabbos because this is something that is going to make people have too much anxiety. If they're going to have to wait until the psak is issued, until the psak is enforced, that's something that is not reasonable to assume that people should have to go through. Now, the Achronim talk about when exactly does this Isser apply? At what point in the process do we assume that you have to expedite as much as possible and give the psak? What do you mean? When are we referring to? Does that mean before we figure out the case, it means we have to sit down and work as hard as we can to figure out the story right away? Or does it mean no? After the Gemar Din, after we've already come to a decision, after everybody has already gone through responsibly everything they need to go through, now you have to issue the psak right away. But it doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that you have to rush through everything and make sure to give a psak right away. So this is something that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech hadayin lifsok hadin miyad achar sheyizbar lo. Shulchan Aruch says, once it becomes clear to the dayin what the psak halacha is, so right away he has to go ahead and tell the two parties involved what the psak halacha is. You owe this amount, you owe that amount, this is the end of the story, that's what the dayan has to do. She'im ma'anes hadin, umarech bidvarim habrurim. Let's say he already knows the outcome of the story, but he's just waiting around, he's just making people wait in suspense. Kedei letzar echad mibali adinim. Because why not make you wait? Yeah, I know you have a few million dollars on the line, but let's make you wait another couple of days. Not because I'm not sure, because I need to think about it more, but just because, why not? Hey, I may as well be mitzar you, I may as well make you feel bad, I may as well keep you in suspense. This is part of somebody, a dayan, who doesn't understand the severity, the seriousness of a din Torah. So here the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that the din of losasu aval bamishpat applies before the Gemar Din is issued. Before the Gemar Din is issued, there's a halacha that the dayan has to expedite the case as much as possible and make sure to give the psak once it becomes clear to him. There's a fascinating discussion in the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva there in Yeridaya, in Choshe Mishpat, talks about, what about when we're talking about something that's a shaila and iser v'heter, which means, we all know this halach is referring to a din Torah. A dayan, once he goes through all the evidence, he has to give the psak. What happens when you have a woman comes to me with a shaila, and she comes to me with her pot, and she says some treif is soup, and she's not sure whether the pot is kosher, the pot is treif, and I don't call her back right away. And I have the pot sitting here, and I look through the Shulchan Aruch, and I know the answer, but I don't call her back right away. So is that also a violation of Inui Hadin? Look, how much anxiety do you have already just from one pot of soup? So it depends who you are. But most women are very nervous. They don't know what's going to be. I gave the rabbi the shayla. He didn't call me back yet. What's going on? So the Pischei Tshuva wants to know, does this halacha apply also to a shayla that's not so serious, to a shayla of Isser V'Heter, where we're not talking about millions of dollars on the line, but to you, it's a very important issue. To you, it's your pot, and to you, that means a lot to you, and you want to know whether or not you're going to be able to use it. Do I, as the rabbi who is presented with the shayla, have an obligation to answer as soon as the halacha becomes clear? So over there, he quotes from the Shalach HaKadosh, that the Shalach HaKadosh writes that you have to answer tekef umiyad. Once you know the halacha, once you've looked it up and now you know whether the pot is kosher or the pot is treif, you cannot just keep the person in suspense, you have to answer immediately. Now then, the Mishnah's Chachamim goes a little bit further and he writes that the truth is this really should be dependent on where the source of the halacha of Inui Hadin comes from. Rashi learns it from Parshas Mishpatim, where the pasuk says, Almana lo sanun almana, you're not allowed to make an almana feel bad. Now, Rashi says, Dibra hakasa behove. What do you mean? So anyone who's not an almana, you're allowed to pick on them. Anyone who's not an almana but has terrible, unfortunate circumstances, you're allowed to make trouble with them. You're allowed to make them feel bad. So Rashi says, no. Dibra hakasa b'hova. You have an unfortunate woman who is an almana, who's very often overlooked, who's not taken care of properly. So here the Torah just gives me the obvious example of somebody who's unfortunately often taken advantage of. And the Torah says, don't take advantage of her. Rashi says, not only of her, but don't take advantage of anybody. Don't ever make anyone feel bad. So Rashi says, from here we learn the halacha of inui hadin, that you're not allowed to make somebody feel bad when they come to a din Torah. You can't keep someone in suspense just for no reason, because the pasuk says, lo sanun almana, you're not allowed to pick on an almana, so too that means you're not allowed to pick on anybody. You're not allowed to make anyone feel bad. So therefore, if you learn like Rashi, we can understand why it is that when it comes to a shayla on a pot, on a treifa pot, or on a hilchas nida, or whatever it might be, and the woman is not sure what the story is, what the psak is, but you know what the psak is, so the halacha is you have to tell them right away once the psak is nisbaralo. However, the question is, what about if I know somebody has a shayla that they want to ask me, but they haven't yet asked it? How often do we have a situation where somebody, I don't know how many people here are rabbis, but I'll be giving my son a bath, and somebody calls me on the phone and I ignore them because I'm giving my son a bath. Next thing I know, 30 seconds later, I get a text message. Rabbi, I just tried to call you. How come you didn't answer? And then, because I didn't answer the text message because I'm still giving my son a bath, I now get an email that says, Rabbi, is everything okay? I called and I texted. He didn't answer. So I know that the person has a shayla. They haven't told me what the shayla is, but do I have an obligation of inui hadin to call them back right away, to be on call all the time, to be able to answer people's questions at all times, even when it's highly inconvenient for me? So this is something that's discussed in the Acharonim. The Maharsham has an amazing letter that he wrote to his friend, the Aderes. The Aderes was the chief rabbi in Yerushalayim. He first was the chief rabbi in Panovich for 19 years. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. So the Aderes got a letter from his friend, the Maharsham, where he discussed the following. He writes to his friend, the Aderes, whose name was Eliyahu David Rabinowitz. What's the tough? Tumim. He was a twin. So it was Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Tumim. That's why his name was Aderes. Av Bezdin in Mir Berusia. He was the Av Bezdin in Russia. He tells him the following. So you stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning preparing your shiur. You're learning at night. Yeah, I understand. So you want to take a little nap in the afternoon, but you're nervous. Is that going to be inui hadin? What if someone has a shayla at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Happens to be you're taking a nap, but you're hired as the rabbi. People are expecting you to be on call. So what do? So he says, hinei gam b'dinei nefashos kaimalan. He says, the truth is, inui hadin really only applies after the gemar din. Once you know, like the Shulchan Aruch says, once you know heichan hadin note, then you have a prohibition of making the person wait unnecessarily. However, he says, if you haven't even registered the shayla yet, if you haven't even picked up the phone yet, obviously there's no inui hadin involved. Everybody has the right to take some time off. Everyone has a right to go for a little nap during the day or do whatever they have to do. I'm not always going to be available. I'm allowed to give my son a bath during the day, and therefore, even if somebody calls and texts and emails, which I hope it's not you, but even if somebody does do that, it's not my problem. That's not inui hadin. They have to understand that. You have to be reasonable, and a person has a right to take a few minutes off, even though they might be the rabbi. However, says the Maharsham, Hashem Yisbarach Yodea, God knows about me, he says. Ki ani ba'ani kama pa'amim hizharti es b'nei besi. God knows about me how many times I warn my family and my children. Shem yavo mi lisho be'emtza achila oshina, that if somebody would show up to ask to present a shayla in the middle while I was eating dinner, or while I was sleeping in the middle of the night, Lo ya'akvu, they should not hesitate. They should not wait. Ela yaviu lefanai, let the person come into the house. Let them ask me the question. O yakitsuni, they should awake me right away from my sleep. Ki yifachet levavi mi maimer hazeh, because I am petrified of ever violating the avera of inui hadin. And if I'm the address, and I'm the person that knows the answer, and I'm just going to take my leisure time off, and I'm going to say, well, now it's time for me to eat dinner, and now it's time for me to give my children a bath, and now it's time for me to take a nap, and therefore all of you have to wait, says the Maharsham, I had a pachad levavi mi mamar hazeh. I was petrified that maybe I would be punished for violating the halacha of inui hadin, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, cheref bali olam. It's a terrible thing to make people wait. There is another discussion that's raised about a doctor. Let's say you have a doctor who is not a dayan, who is not a rabbi, but also people are waiting for responses. Often you'll take a test with a doctor. It's something, let's say somebody has a growth on their body somewhere. The doctor goes to take a test. They say, yeah, call me back Monday. What do you mean, call me back Monday? When do you have the answer? If you have the answer Friday already, perhaps the Acharonim say, maybe you have a responsibility to call back right away, because that also constitutes Inui HaDin. What right do you have to make the person wait just because you decided that they should call back on Monday? Why shouldn't you give them the answer Miyad Achar Sheyisbarlo, right after it becomes clear? Rabbi Al-Yashav, I think, is quoted as saying that he believed that a doctor violates Inui HaDin if he chooses not to give a psak. Again, doesn't mean a doctor has to be unreasonably available all the time at all hours of the day. But if a doctor just blows someone off and says, no, call back later, call back tomorrow, just for no good reason, just to make the people wait, that is something that is not permissible. And therefore, in turn, he also mentioned that what if you have a doctor who goes on strike? And the reason I'm not calling back is because we happen to be on strike this week. Not because I hate you, not because I don't want to help you, but rather because we have a situation that we need to change. And the only way to change that is for all of us to go on strike. So again, he suggested in a case like that, the doctor would not violate Inui HaDin. Why? Because in a case like that, we would assume that the reason you're holding back the answer from the patient is not because you want to be mitzara them, it's not because you want to take advantage, you want to make them suffer, but rather the reason you're doing it is because we have a strike and we're trying to get something that we want, we're trying to get a raise or whatever it might be, better working conditions, and therefore the reason you're holding back is just because of the strike, not because you're trying to make the people suffer. So this is something that is a important halacha that comes from our parsha, not only because it applies to a rabbi, not only to a dayan, not only to a din Torah, but it applies perhaps also to other areas of business and work as well. If you're a lawyer or a doctor and you have people who are waiting to hear answers from you about some kind of question that they inquired about, perhaps you have an obligation. As soon as it is nisbar etzlecha, as soon as it becomes clear to you what the response is, person really has an obligation to try and respond as quickly as they possibly can, not to make people be left in suspense.